Gentlemen, and welcome to this episode of the Jack and Joe Show.
Big show coming up.
Big show coming up. And this one we are trying telephonic podcasting. We're doing it over the phone.
Yeah, and that is a huge show, and that is commonly used in most video or audio YouTube videos or something. Big show coming up to get you to stick around to the end.
Big show. Very big show. Won't,
but it is a big show. We're not lying.
A big show.
Huge show.
Yes.
So do we want to get straight into it?
We'll get straight into it.
Just on that topic, before we get on, so many marketing schemes that people use. So many marketing schemes that people use.
So many marketing schemes.
Yeah, you know, like collect the whole set, you know, Kinder Surprises.
Oh, yeah.
If you put that on any toy, the kid's going to buy it, the collect the whole set.
Yes.
You know, same with, you know, Milo. At the moment, they're doing hot or cold.
Which one are you?
If you create division in the world, people are going to talk about it. You know?
And then they'll buy the product to know, test and vote for their side.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. And then if you got a chance to win what? Free Milo. Wow. So let's get right into it.
Yes.
I want to start off with sort of something we briefed on last time for a long time, a door knock language.
Door knocking? Knock, knock, like knock.
Door knock, Morse code, as we said. I want to guess.
Yes, door knocking.
Do we want to finalise the alphabet?
I would love to finalise the alphabet.
I've got a piece of paper here.
Oh, he's got it. Don't worry, he's got a piece of paper.
Yeah,
and I can't clarify if there is a piece of paper because I can't see him, so.
You can hear the bristle of the pen hitting the.
Yes,
yes. So do we want to do certain words or do we want to create the whole A, B, C, D, E, F, G?
I reckon we do the full A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Okay. So then you can make the words and then it's not as hard with only certain set words, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yes. You can hear very very intense text writing. A little chainsaw in the background there.
C-U-V-W-X-Y-Z.
Now everyone knows their ABCs. Good job.
Okay. So we'll write it out. One knock for A.
One knock for A.
I'm just thinking with this method.
26 knocks for Z, you know.
Yeah, it might take a bit too long if you're trying to spell out a word.
Yeah, especially if you're a xylophone, you know, you're...
Yeah,
you've been knocking for years.
I've never gone to a door and said a word that has X, Z in it or something.
No.
Do we want to do the top 10 phrases or words that people might say?
Hello, g'day, scammer, housekeeping, you know.
Yeah.
Those kinds of words.
So, for one, do we want to have hello?
Hello, that would be
very common. I'll just put a marker because my desk is very unorganized.
Oh, we can hear a lot of background noise.
Yes, here we go. Okay. Hello
equals
one knock?
Yes.
Okay, now I think, do we want to do a more words for hello, like variations, or we just want to keep the one hello, or do we want to do a few more?
I reckon one hello.
Yeah, okay.
And then,
maybe
not 10 phrases. How are you? Oh, how are you? Yeah. That's a good one.
That's a staple piece.
That's definitely it. And I reckon, but it is going to sound like huge, two knocks for that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like,
and then in between each word, you have a rest.
A rest. So you're like, rest. Yeah, that'd work. That'd be good.
What about don't mean to bother you?
Yes, don't mean to bother you. That's a very common phrase that could be used at the door.
You? We can't just have three knocks, can we?
I mean, it's up to you. You're the one who wanted to invent the door language.
Okay, we'll do three knocks.
Three knocks. Or maybe like, maybe four. One for housekeeping, for all those people who stay at hotels. I would like to normalise.
So, housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Right, that's four knocks.
Four knocks, cool.
Right, so... Hello, good. How are you? Don't mean to bother you, housekeeping.
Yes.
Now, I think we've got the initial three things that you would say when you go to see someone at the house.
Yes.
Now, we need to do what could you be, sir? Friend?
Friend, yes.
Family?
Family, yes.
Work, whether it's work-related?
Work-related, yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
I mean, in current times, we do not have work-related...
Yeah.
We're rocking up.
Well, you still work. We work from home, so it's even more reason for the boss to be coming and knocking at your door.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, work, and do we want to do... Scammer.
Scammer,
right? So, now... I think with these sets, housekeeping, friend, family, work, scammer, can you think of any other ones that would might be useful to us?
Maybe the next door neighbor. Your neighbor.
Neighbor, yes.
Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Neighbor. Right.
Is that as many as we can think of? Or?
I think that's the main
that's
people
nine.
That would come.
Yeah.
Postman, maybe. Maybe that's
yeah,
one.
No, that's, yeah.
Because, you know, you get a parcel, with posty.
Postman slash parcel.
Parcel right. Deliverer, yep.
Yeah, so now we just got to think of the knocks. Now, could we include friend is a really loud knock.
Friend is a really loud knock. We could do that. I'm down for that.
Right. So then family could be two knocks.
Two knocks. Two loud knocks or?
Loud. Yep. Work, three loud knocks.
Mm-hmm.
Scammer, four loud knocks.
And postman, just to make their life harder, five knocks.
Five knocks, yep. So actually, how about six knocks?
Six knocks.
So we know that they're fully committed to delivering this parcel.
Parcel, yep. Good idea.
Four, five, six. Loud knocks. So this is like a normal knock, and this is a loud knock. Like something like that.
Yeah. Oh, that was and significantly then, louder over the phone.
It was so loud.
Telephonic.
Neighbor? Could be... Because they're going to come over a lot. Like, could be a really easy one. Could be... Can you think of one?
Maybe. Like, don't have anything to knock on here. Like, here we go.
What about a... No, that's the common door knock. What about... Knock. Rest. Knock, knock.
Yeah, that could work. Yeah, let's do that.
Rest. Right. Okay, so that's
yeah.
The whole alphabet.
That's good.
We will type it out and put it on the website.
We can do that.
It's just written really loosely with a red Faber-Castell connector pen.
Okay, get that nicely typed out.
Collected the set of them, actually. Wasted my time, but still, you have the set. So that's a thing. So that's the language.
That's the language.
That's the whole, and I think this could change the way people door knock.
I agree.
I mean, I've got a really good idea.
Okay.
Now, I think it will answer the age-old question.
Of?
Do all celebrities know each other?
Yeah, I have wondered that before.
Everyone's wondered it. I think if you haven't wondered it, then what are you wondering? You know, you're not wondering the right thing.
Yes.
So we can go on an approach and start emailing celebrities, but we've already done that and that hasn't worked.
So yes.
How I think we can do this is we start with one,
you
know, who's maybe not the biggest celebrity. We're not going to start with, you know, like a Justin Bieber or a, you know, famous person.
Good old Tom Cruise. Or...
yeah, you know, we're not going to start with someone that big. I think we start with someone low. And then yes. we get them on, you know, ask them a few questions, make a segment out of it.
Yep.
And then we say at the end, who's mm-hmm. the most famous person you have in your contacts? Right? Because, and then they'll have to go, oh, buddy, blah. Mm-hmm. And then that is more famous than you, right?
Yes.
And then so they get that person, right? He mm-hmm. they come on the show. So yep. that, you know, the first celebrity we get, and we'll call that person and say, look, I've got the show coming up. They'll be like, cool, I'll do it, because it'll look good on their resume scheme.
Yep.
And then they can come in and talk to us. Then we ask them who's the most famous person. And we slowly get up and we slowly climb up the ladder of celebrities to see if we can get the almighty.
The almighty. The epiphany. The highest.
Yeah, the highest.
Like, we're talking
famous person, you know. We're not
the
talking
queen.
Some,
like, we're talking.
Yeah, you know, we're not talking some Indian.
Up there.
Some Indian prince you've never heard of. We're talking a real life celebrity.
Yes.
Now, my uncle does know Michael Usher.
Michael Usher, you know, the
Anchorman for Channel 7.
Yes.
As,
that's,
you know,
the word.
Channel 7. Everyone knows Channel 7.
Channel 7?
7 News.
Unless you don't live in Australia. Channel 7's yeah. a news channel.
It's up there. The big ones, there's ABC, there's 9, and there's 7. You know?
7, yes.
And there's obviously variations of them. You know, 9 Go, you know, 9 Gem,
9 Life.
Which is the most boring home renovation show I've ever
exactly,
watched.
Exactly, yes.
It's like, they're thinking of buying this house. It's a bit out of their price range. Oh, no, what are we going to do? It's out of their price range.
You know? Well, you put more money into it. That's what
yeah,
you
I
do.
Know. It's
you put more money into it. Anyway.
You know, it's like filming a dead rat and expecting people to watch the dead rat get filmed. Like, it's poor. It's poor TV at its best.
Yes, anyway.
Right. And anyway, yeah, so then, you know, so we get him on.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if he'll come on for sure, and if we can't get him on, we can revert to plan B, which is just helpful other random emails to whoever we can get.
Yes.
Now, being Anchorman for Channel 7, and he's on 60 Minutes, can you imagine the famous people he's interviewed?
Yes, you know, exactly.
And then he's probably going, you know, hey, this is a cool chat. How about we continue this chat over dinner? Yeah, cool. How do we know
yes.
our time? Well, give me your number. I'll call you. Oh, great, cool.
And that's how you little sneakily get you know, someone else's number.
Yeah, I'm sure he's done that many times. And we have yes. him on and we ask him a few questions about news. And then, you know, it'll be a riveting conversation about news.
Yes.
And then we just, I guess, take it from there. You know what I mean? Like we...
people are loud, aren't they?
We move up, and then I'm sure he's got someone who's famouser than him.
Yes, surely. But even if it's Tracy Grimshaw or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, everyone knows old Tracy.
Or Richard Wilkins or
yeah.
something like that.
Koshy, same network.
David Kosh, yeah.
Yeah, well, if we got Koshy on the show, you know.
We could talk finance with him, but
yeah.
I don't want to do that, so we're not going to do that.
Oh, I could have a good finance chat with old Koshy. We could bring the cash cow
David
on.
We can discuss his very podcast. Yeah,
Koshy's
finance
business.
Or something. Yeah, something like that.
Starting his small business, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know where he thinks he's a businessman. I don't know where he's got that from, because I don't see any, you know, Koshy.com shop now websites
yeah.
being brought up, or he's a newsreader, so I don't know where he thinks he has the capability to run a business. But if you will come on the show, we will show you some respect.
Yes, some.
Not our full respect.
No,
just
definitely
just
not
some respect.
No. Yes, just, some.
But if he did come on the show, we might give him our full respect.
Maybe, just maybe.
Just
but,
we'll
so
ask,
you're gonna
but...
get in contact with your uncle and
yes, I'll,
and
I'll
we'll see if we can get
Michael
Usher
on the show, and if we
yes.
can, I think this is when the podcast will start growing, and then we turn to podcast one, and then you know,
beautiful,
we get so big that we go down in history as the biggest podcast that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah. Council letter.
So, okay, so we talked about it last week on the show.
Yes, council.
And that is letter.
Letter. Yes, because someone put a sign on Joseph's car saying that this was the parking spot of Sawtell Mungrel.
Mungrel, the mayor.
The mayor, sorry,
and
yes.
We thought, you know, that was a council issue.
Yes.
And we rung them up.
Yes.
And we have a response.
A response? Do we?
Yep.
That's good, all right.
Good. So, if you remember, we put our names as John and Clancy.
John and Clancy. That is correct.
Good morning, John and Clancy.
Good morning.
Thank you for your email.
You're very welcome.
Mayoral position within council covers the entire local government area, not individual areas. So this does include where the letter was dropped.
Yes. Much.
You did not give a location of the car park in question.
Well,
but if it's a CHCC public car park, people cannot claim ownership of this space.
And which I believe it was.
It was a public car spot.
It was a public car space.
There are some private car parking areas, though, generally behind shops in First Avenue, bloody blah, where the note was dropped. And then she finishes with, threats and imitation would be a matter of the police.
Right.
So I don't really want to get the police involved.
No.
Obviously, kind regards, Karen Hens.
So have you parked there since?
Yes, I have parked there.
And did you receive another note or meet?
No, but I have figured out who did it.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. Who is this?
Pete. One of the locals, Pete. Now, Pete likes to consider himself a bit of a joker.
Pete the Joker.
Yeah, he thinks he's pretty good, you know, dropping letters there. And anyway, I was thinking, he thinks, because he's he's getting a bit old, he's at Homelock. You know, he is like, you know, and he's looking for something to do, and he's started making little contraptions to make your life easier.
Oh, yeah, yep.
But, you know, like one of them is like two garden stakes in the back of your car to separate boards.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, they're not revolutionary, not, you know. Like,
yeah, not like the wheel or anything like
no,
that.
He's not at wheel standard yet.
No.
You know, he's more of a level where he trims his garden, so when he shakes his frangipani, all the leaves fall in one place.
Okay.
He's sort of at minor level inventions. I think we can get him back. I know what his car looks like.
Yes.
So I think we come back at him as the point of we're an investor.
Yes.
And we wish to invest, and we saw the board racks in the back of his car.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish to invest in this idea, and we're willing to pay good money for it.
Right.
Because he is definitely the sort of person who now, would fall for that. You know,
are we going to do it on a Macca's bag like he did, or is it going to be formal and I make him really fall for it? A formal letter? In like envelope and all, or just...
Envelope and everything.
Envelope and all.
So we say, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
You're writing it now, okay.
Yeah. Do I want to write now, or do we want to think of a really good one? Write it off recording? Or?
I reckon we write a really good one off recording, and then tell everyone next week.
Yeah, and we'll put it on his car.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I'm going to the place where I know he lives, and I will have access to his car.
Mm-hmm.
So we will plan that during the week.
Curious.
Off camera, we'll get it all written, planned at school actually, and we'll get off written on camera, and then I can get a recording of it, and we can have of me putting it on the car, and then we can have something for the YouTube channel as well.
Beautiful. It's the way we like it. Jack and Joe Show on YouTube.
Happy conclusion. Yeah, let's plug ourselves, Jack and Joe Show on YouTube.
Yes.
Listen and look as well. Do both.
You can do multiple things. Yeah. Because, as you know, when we do stuff on here, like, say we do an interview with Michael Usher, hypothetically, And it might be over Zoom, and you want to see us actually interviewing him, so you know it's
100% legit. Yeah,
you'll be able to see that on the YouTube channel. You get to catch the whole interview.
And I feel some things, you know, it's like, look at this cool video I made. It's like, well, let's listen to it. Look at that. Look at that massive backflip, you know.
Wow.
I'd love to show you, but we can only play the audio of him taking off and landing. And it's
So that's where that's very... the Jack and Joe show on YouTube. Subscribe
comes in
because it comes in clutch with the podcast.
Yeah, it comes in clutch with the podcast. So we'll do that right next week. We'll drop it on his car, and that'll go on the episode. And I'll try to film his reaction as well.
Nice.
So undercover cameras and stuff.
Yep. Right.
Right.
Loose ends. So this is like where all the things that can't really make up a whole segment we're going to discuss now.
Yeah, we sort of discuss like things that are interesting. It's like, you know, I've discovered an interesting fact.
A fact.
Or I've made a discovery that people should know, but I don't think we could stretch over the whole 5 minute mark.
5 minutes.
Yeah, this is what we talk about.
Yes. So.
I want to start off with sticker program.
Sticker program. That is correct.
Now, I know what you're thinking. You know, how are they going to make a whole segment out of this? And that's why it's in loose ends, because we can't make a whole segment out of it.
Correct.
You know, unless we talk in, you know, what glue we're using and, you know, the origins of, you know, PVA on backs of stickers and stuff. But we're not going into that detail with the stickers.
No, because I don't have time for this.
We don't have time for this.
We don't have time for this.
The joint thing. Anyway, so I found some cheap stickers.
Cheap stickers? Would you like to explain what the sticker program is?
So the sticker program is we get the stickers. We bulk buy 100 of them.
Yes.
It costs about $60.
Okay? $60, okay.
That's 60 cents a sticker.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So we pay. And then, actually, I don't know. I think it's a lot more expensive than that. But we'll just say $60, rough figure.
Right? Yep.
And then what we do is we give you the stickers, and you go, I would like a sticker. And we go, well...
Chainsaw in the back there.
Yeah, no, I don't know why. He's had the whole afternoon, and he's supposed to chop down the tree now. Anyway, I will talk louder.
No, don't do that. You're going to... burst everyone's eardrums.
Yeah, so what we do is then we just here's a sticker. Put this on your car or, you know, on the side of anywhere you want. Stick it anywhere.
Yeah.
And we'll pay you $1. Actually, we'll pay you 50 cents.
50 cents? Come on, yes. We're cheap. We're cheap.
Yeah, just stick it there. You make 50 cents. It's like... It's like free marketing for us.
Yes, so...
It costs 50 cents. You market for us.
It costs us 50 cents for you to stick that thing on your car or...
Yeah, we're some paying public you. Place that everyone... You know, we're not some cheap show, you know, where... You have
stick it on free publicity.
Yeah, you have to buy your own stuff. We obviously will stick them around on notice boards and random cars. But, you know, we also...
No, we won't.
I will.
Okay, Joseph, I've got nothing to do with this.
We got sticker design, and that's all good.
So that's
the sticker program.
Sticker program?
Now, I had it's not really anything interesting. I just had a thought.
Yes.
You know, the coronavirus slogan.
Yes, which is?
What's the first thing that comes to your head?
Face mask.
Together we can stop this, right?
No, not really, but sure.
That's everyone saying together we can stop this. That's exactly the opposite of what we need to be doing.
Yes, actually. That's smart. We need to be socially distancing.
Yeah. You know, apart we can do this. And that's the thing. It's hard to think of an alternative for it. But I'm sure, you know, if we sat down with great minds like ourselves... people would be able to find up an alternative for together we can stop this. That just seems to me, you know, keep your heads up because together we can stop this.
Mm.
Together you can spread the virus. That's what the virus wants you to do. If it sounds like the virus has made it up, like, you know.
Yeah.
Together we can stop this, you know, like.
You've got a social together. Distance, people. Social distancing.
Distance. Do you have any short thing that's happened? Or?
I don't.
I've got a good one. We were at this mechanic. Right. Anyway, we have an older fashioned car, and there was a lot of things wrong with it. So anyway, he went through the whole car and took out all the bad things out of the car and put in like new hose fittings and engines, blah blah.
Yeah.
And then what he did, he's got a seal lock bag, and he bagged up all of the things that were wrong with the car. So say like, you know, the spark plug was wrong, the hose fitting was wrong. He bagged them all up and he gave it to us as a reminder of what was wrong with the car, to remind us that your car is wrong. It was the ultimate power move. Normally they go, yep, the car's good. Everything he took out, he bagged up and gave it to us and was like, you know,
that's good.
Look at this. And he was a bit of a power move, because every single thing he said was more of a question. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Now, who do you think introduced this style of mechanic craftsmanship into Australia?
But did he wait for you to answer, or did he just straight up tell you the answer?
And then you'd go, was it you? And he'd go, bingo, it was me. You know, what fuel are you using? Oh, I'm using this. Oh, that's what they all tell you, you know. He just, anything that could be wrong with the car was wrong with the car.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, look at that tiny crack there. Can you see it? No. Oh, well, I can see it. You know, so the crack's there. And it's like, where's the crack? He can see it. You know, it's a bit of a power move, I thought.
Yes,
on his part. I agree and with that. The biggest one I thought was, Dad was looking at the combi, and he goes, did you notice it? And Dad goes, what? And there's holes in the back of the combi. Oh, yeah, I did notice that. Why do you think that is? And Dad goes, I don't know. Nah, think why. And he made me think, and he goes, I honestly don't know. And he goes, I drilled them in there to keep the engine cold. And it didn't need, you know, he could have just said, oh, I put them in there so the engine can stay cold, you know. It was everything had to be, you know, I get these from Germany. I actually introduced Australia to this type of oil, you know, and oh, wow, look at this, you know. Everything he had to say had to justify why he was the best mechanic we could be going to.
Well, so, he's probably a really bad mechanic, let's be honest.
No, and the thing was, he did a really good job, but...
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, he did do a really good job.
Okay, so, well, I reckon that wraps it up for Lucy.
That wraps up for Lucy. I don't think we've left anything open on the show that needs to be closed.
I don't believe so.
That's everything that we can go on with.
Needs to be neatened up.
Yes, everything's done, short stories. We will do this once a month. So
any
little thing you think about or go, that's interesting, you know, people need to know this, you know, we'll do it in this little segment.
Yeah.
All right.
Joseph has got a story, and he hasn't told me what it is all week. He's like, I've got a story, I've got to bring it up on the podcast, I'm not going to tell you.
Story. It's worth the wait.
Okay, yeah, so, story time with Joseph.
The story, it's not a half an hour long story.
That's good, we don't want a half an hour long story.
By no means is it a bad story. Right.
We get to the story already. Yes.
I'm just voicing a concept I have.
Buttering it up. Okay.
On the show, there was a TV show called True Story with Hamish and Andy. Right.
Hamish and Andy.
Top of my head, a storytelling show, and they focused on, you know, more longer stories, right? And you know, so many people after watching the show were inspired, you know, to tell me stories that, you know, They were around the 5 minute mark, but they were still really good, interesting stories.
Great stories, yes.
Like I think, oh, that's a cool story if you could get on the show, but it's not long enough. You know, we're here to help you. If you've got a 5 minute story,
a five minute decent story.
Yeah, it can't be. You know, I went to the shops and guess who was there? Who? Jono.
Jono.
From accounting, you know. Now, that is a good story. Like, we want a decent...
Decent story.
You know, not like, I saw this person, you know. It's not a time to boast about, you know, who's, you know, what you've done or something. It's a good, funny story with a good ending to it.
Yes, okay.
Which is exactly what this story is.
Okay.
This is second hand story. This is a story someone's told to Dad, who's told to me.
Okay.
I'll tell the story in a way that it's...
Sounds like it's happened to you.
Referring to what happened, right?
So okay.
I'll tell the story as if the service station person was telling my dad, right?
Okay.
So anyway, I went over to just get my daily Snickers bar.
Yes.
At a fuel station, an Indian bloke. And he told me this story, and it's a good story. So anyway, it starts off, he's got a... Because he works like a Puma gas station.
Uh-huh.
He employs other, like, not interns, but young people.
Other gassies or whatever. They've probably got some fancy name.
Fuel station, gasoline station, you know. People at the service counter take your money and then, you know, scam you because fuel prices are up at the moment. So
yeah.
We have to charge more than really. They haven't changed. Everyone knows that, true. And it's... What happened was he sits on his phone a lot, this new, well, I'm not going to say intern, but new
apprentice.
Yeah, you could sort of say. Anyway, so this is all on CC camera, and I'll try to get footage of it. He's on his phone, and a crow flies into the petrol station.
Okay.
Into the building, and flies around, you know. And starts squawking and knocking stuff off the shelves. And he just sits there on his phone. it flies over to the counter.
Yep.
It sits on the counter
mm-hmm.
and does a poo.
Jesus.
And guess what? He didn't get off his phone. And then it starts attacking him. He still doesn't get off his phone. He just is still sitting on his phone. He doesn't get off his phone. And then he eventually gets off and he shoos the crow out. he just stuff everywhere on the floors. And then he just eventually just shoos the crow out.
Like, shoos it out.
Crow's just dropped in and I've got to hang out. I've got to get out of here, you know?
Like, shoo shoo.
Yeah, that's. And then he's since probably been fired. So that's the story.
Yes.
And I think that was it worth the wait?
Probably not as good as you hyped it up to me, but
oh, okay. I thought it was a good story.
It was a good story.
It was a great story.
Not the best, but if you think you've got a great story, better than Joseph's.
Which it will be hard to do, I'm gonna say. Like I'm gonna go on a limb here. If you have a better story, I will personally. I don't know.
There'll be a when we have a website coming out soon. There'll be a form where you can submit, and we might give you a ring-a-ling ding dong up
give you a call, so.
And you can pitch your story to the show.
Ready to invest in your story, and you invest in the story, and then blah blah. That's the show.
But that's the show. And show. Thank you for listening. And we should be back in the flesh with each other next week. We were just trialing just in case this corona stuff and outbreaks again.
It worked pretty well.
Worked all right.
I enjoyed it. It wasn't laggy. It was good.
It was good.
I would plug who we did it with, but, you know.
They don't sponsor us anymore.
So it was a horrible way to do this podcasting thing. I mean... I don't know about you, but it has personally put me off doing podcasting forever again.
Oh, great.
I'm only joking. No, we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. Thank you for tuning in this week. And, we'll catch you then. Bye.